All right, now it's time to check in with Pam Perry. Pam is a retired non-game wildlife biologist from the Brainerd area. She joins us now, as she does every month, to talk birds and whatever else we feel like talking about. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Jennifer. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pam. Nice to hear your voice. Nice to see your face on Zoom here. I'm anxiously awaiting the arrival of those springtime birds that always mark the transition. This time of year, there's a song that the nuthatch sings that sounds a lot like the robin's sort of communication call. Not their song, but their sort of cheep, cheep, cheep kind of a thing. And it's just close enough that, having not heard it in 8 or 9 months, I hear it and my head whips around and I think, is that my first robin? And then my brain kicks into gear and I go, oh no, it's just the nuthatches imitating
a
robin.
It's a nuthatch. Yeah, they do that and they get louder. Yeah. It's a louder call than what they do otherwise.
Yep.
And yeah, robins, you know, this is really interesting. I was out birding yesterday with a friend, and we went to Cass County, Todd County, and Morrison County and did a big loop. We did not see a robin the entire time.
Wow. Okay.
And we went through towns, and we were specifically even looking on lawns.
Yeah. Yep.
And couldn't find any robins. Now, there was, let's see, where did I put that? We saw robins about 2 weeks ago, February 24th. We were in Morrison County, and we found three large flocks of robins in Morrison County, south of Brainerd. We thought, the robins are coming. Robins are coming. And then we had that big rain, sleet, snow, you know, that storm that came in.
Right.
And where did those robins go? Because they did not continue north, is what I can say.
Yeah, well,
they're not here. And I know you've talked about robins, and sometimes people call in, I saw a robin. And those are the wintering ones.
Right.
We do have a few of those. I usually find them around the college here, Central Lakes College, by the river, the crab apple trees. But they're not the flocks, and they're not singing. And what you need to, and when robins are in flocks, and I remember taking a friend out who was a beginner bird watcher, and she had never seen robins in flocks like that. I mean, like 50
or more.
And they're out in the fields, great big flocks.
Yep.
That's when they're returning.
Yep.
That's what you're looking for.
That's my trigger, or failing that, they're singing.
Yes.
Singing their territorial songs.
And they'll come in then and sing, yes.
And the other thing I tell the kids at the schools is, hey, if Annabelle sees a robin today and Joe sees a robin tomorrow and on Thursday somebody else sees a robin or two or three, that tells me that the robins are back. If I get more reports from kids who are not together, not in one spot, but who are seeing robins in different areas, that sort of suggests to me that the robins are definitely coming back.
Yeah, and I heard this morning on the student report from Little Falls.
Yeah.
They were talking about, there's a couple robins hanging around, but the main flocks haven't happened. And I totally agreed. I said, yes. I was in Morrison County yesterday.
Yep.
Not seeing them.
Few of the locals.
Yeah. So what things can we expect to see? March, for me, March is an exciting time because there's a lot of birds coming back. Killdeer, great blue herons. We see rough-legged hawks come through, kestrels, flickers, turkey vultures. We can expect all of these birds to see them, and that they return in March. And the other one is the northern harrier. And I saw one on Saturday.
Ah.
I saw one again yesterday.
Okay.
And so many people tell me hawks are hard to identify. And I go, yeah, but there are some that aren't. And wow, if you see a smaller light gray hawk out over a field now, It's got black wing tips, long tail. That's a northern harrier, and it's a male. And they're coming back. The males come back first. The females are brown, so they're a little harder to ID, but long wings, long tail, white above the tail.
That's the trick for me, that right there, the white above the tail. Rump patch.
And then they fly low over the fields. Fields are marshes, and they fly in what's called a dihedral, which means kind of a V, where their wings go up and they kind of go back and forth, and they're just flying low over the field. So watch for what I call the gray guys out there over the fields. And those are the northern harriers. They're also called marsh hawks. And
you know,
fields, open marshes.
You know what seems to...
They're pretty cool.
What seems to trigger those for me, or the thing that seems to happen in the environment that associate with the arrival of the northern harrier, is the snow is off the fields. Once the snow is off the fields, I start looking for northern harriers. And that has just happened here. So I'm not surprised that you saw some, and I'll be looking forward to seeing some myself very soon.
Yeah, so. We also had a report from our coworker, Jen Kellen, who lives in Shevlin, west of Bemidji. She saw one, a northern harrier, I think last Thursday, she said. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of that area, the western fringes, and you're, I won't say Brainerd's on the western fringe, but you are near the boundary between the forest and the prairie. And
we are.
Horned larks. Have you seen horned larks?
Oh, goodness, yes. Oh, goodness, yes. I've seen horned larks since middle of February.
I suppose. Not worth mentioning. So many, it's not worth mentioning.
Well, and I heard them singing too.
Okay.
They get out, and again, it's when the snow melts out in the fields, then they'll start singing. They started singing a few days ago,
wow.
I would say. But I started seeing them a couple weeks ago, middle February.
Yeah. Well,
and in the field, what you'll see is that they're along the roads, and then they fly out over the fields.
And so,
you're right. We have more open fields, and that's why I like birding southern Crow Wing County and going down into Morrison County. Those mix of habitats get a whole mixture of things.
I'm driving along in Morrison County right now, and a flock of birds gets up from the edge of the edge of the road. What am I going to see that's going to say horned lark?
It won't be a huge flock. It might be just a few birds, and maybe, you know, four. Three, two, you know, five, six. It could be a small group. They're brown, and they flick their wings when they fly. So they go from the road and then fly out in the field and land and disappear because they're brown.
Yep.
And the field now is brown. When there's still snow, you can see them better. But that's what you're going to see.
Okay.
And then if you can put your binoculars on them, you'll see that they have a very patterned head with a mask and little feathers that stick up like horns.
Yeah, hence the name, right. So,
and they're early, yeah. And they have this beautiful high song, and they'll sing that from out in the fields. And they're usually on the ground. You know, they spend a lot of time, they're primarily ground.
And for those of us who are north and east of you in the forest, we seldom see them. I've only seen them a couple of times up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be more prevalent than I realize because they are not ostentatious. But, you know, it's not like a flock of 50 juncos and you see all those white tails and whatnot.
Or snow buntings.
Right. You know, that's a better comparison, probably. Yeah.
All the white and fluttering.
Yep. Yep.
And the snow buntings, you can have 50 or 100.
Yep.
They're pretty obvious.
All right.
The horned larks are much less. So.
And juncos? You've had juncos.
Oh, good. I had juncos stay all winter.
Yep. And many of the southern, like the Northfield crowd, they have juncos down there. And and Little Falls has been reporting juncos. I still haven't seen a junco since last fall.
No, they're coming.
All right. I'll keep
they are coming. I want to mention a couple other birds we saw yesterday when I was out. red-tailed hawks are moving north. We saw some that were, just definitely soaring, like with eagles. Eagles were heading north.
Mm-hmm.
Trumpeter swans. And again, the Little Falls student report mentioned seeing small groups of trumpeter swans heading north. Family groups, pairs, seeing that a lot. And then we found one really big flock of swans in Morrison County, probably, 60 to 80 or more. Wow. Out in a field.
In a field. Found some feed out there, some corn or
corn stubble.
Or, okay.
They'll be out, they'll be feeding in the corn stubble.
Sure. All right.
And then heading north. So those are all heading north. This next month is going to be wonderful. And then waterfowl, where there's open water on the rivers. We did see the first common golden eyes, hooded mergansers. I've been seeing common mergansers, mallards, and then of course the swans.
Yeah. No wood ducks?
No, haven't seen a wood duck yet.
Okay.
I'm expecting them, maybe next week.
Right.
You know, it's going to happen that quickly.
It will.
That rapidly as we move along.
Yeah. Yeah, so, for sure.
I want to mention a couple programs coming up.
All right.
We're fortunate in the Brainerd area that we have two groups for people to get together with other people. We have a bird club, we have an Audubon chapter, and the bird club is meeting this week, Thursday, we start at 6:30 with social. The program starts at 7 at the Arboretum, Thursday, March 13th, and the program is going to be on Rice Lake National Wildlife Refuge. And we set this up with Greg Drexler, who is their volunteer coordinator, because we're going to do a field trip there in May, right, John?
Yes, we are, yeah.
The first Saturday in May, May 3rd. We had so much fun last year. We're going to do it again, and everyone's invited. You don't have to be a member. And even to come to the bird club meeting, you don't need to be a member. You don't need to pay. You don't need to do any. You just show up and meet with other people who enjoy getting outside, which is really fun. So mark your calendar this Thursday at the Arboretum, starting at 6:30, and then May 3rd, the first Saturday in May. The other group that we have in the area, the Audubon chapter, Brainerd Lakes Area Audubon Society, they meet the fourth Wednesday of the month. So that's March 26th, and they're going to have a program from Landsberg Landscape and Nursery here in town. Jackie is coming to talk about pollinators and native pollinator plants that you can plant in your gardens or around on your property that are beneficial for pollinators. And that's a big deal right now for butterflies, bees, and moths. And again, that's at the Arboretum, Wednesday, March 26th. 7 p.m. at the ARB.
Nice.
Something to note, I think, about pollinators is when it gets warm out, especially it's a little early for it to be warm out, but it has been a little bit and it's going to be again. I think people tend to want to clean out the leaves and stuff from their flower beds, but people should leave those alone for a while yet, correct?
It's still getting cold at night.
Mm-hmm.
I leave it.
Yeah.
I like to leave it yet. There's eggs, there's all sorts of stuff in the leaves, and it protects the ground. We're going to have plenty of time to clean it up later. Insects are so interesting and so dependent on native plants. And then, of course, the birds and everything else depend on a lot on the insects. Yeah. And what's going on with those. So, yes, Jennifer, I would say leave things where they are if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a note from my friend Stephen Carlson down in Minneapolis. He said that the sandhill cranes are headed north from Roseville. So they'll be along. We haven't talked about them. Tell us a little about
Santa. We haven't mentioned cranes, and I love cranes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cranes come back in March. And usually when they do, they make a lot of noise.
Don't they, though?
I see a lot of cranes in central Minnesota, and I'll hear them. I'll go out, fill my bird feeders, or if it's warm enough, I have the windows open because I open my windows as soon as I can. And you'll hear cranes and see them out in the fields. And we did not see cranes yesterday. But I know they're not far away.
Yeah, and you're right about them making a lot of noise. The thing that amazes me and amazed me from the first moment that I heard a crane is how far their voices carry. It's always a quarter to a half a mile further away from me than I think it is. I hear them and I think they got to be right here. And when I finally find them with my binoculars, they're a half a mile away. And yeah, they really.
Oh, yeah, the sound carries a long, long way.
It surely does, yeah.
Another bird that I didn't mention were flickers.
Oh,
we saw
yeah.
a flicker yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Which surprised me because the robins weren't around. We were looking for robins, and then we found this flicker. And they will become quite common, but, you know, that was kind of an early sighting for a flicker.
Yeah.
And that was over in Pillager in Cass County.
Typically, my records, robins, red-winged blackbirds, killdeer, flicker, sort of that yeah. order.
Yep. They're all together.
But within days, it's all of that happens between the 24th of March and the end of March. So it's that
yeah,
last week of March.
Probably a week earlier here.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, you are. Yep.
And especially since I like to go out cruising south looking for things.
Right, right. Get a little idea what's coming.
Yeah, yeah. Much more to come.
Yeah.
And John, I did notice in your report you were talking about frogs already.
Going, not yet.
Ready for spring.
Yeah, I am definitely
so am
ready.
I.
But what does it take? What does it take to wake a frog?
It takes warmer, consistent warmer temperatures and having the marsh thaw out.
Yep.
And we will all be very happy when we can hear frogs again.
Yeah. And I think my average.
I have not seen a chipmunk. You also mentioned that.
I have not either. My neighbor did, but I didn't. I told him he must stomp around his house and wake them up early or something. I don't know. Or they don't put away as much food. For some reason, his chipmunks are typically earlier than mine. He does have a better south exposure. Maybe it's just warmer
well, that
in
could
the
be.
I don't know.
Yeah, and certainly it's, you know, the temperature and lack of snow that triggers them.
And
they're just ready to go out and get some more food, or maybe they run out of food.
That could be. Or maybe he doesn't have a dog, and my dog terrorizes chipmunks. Oh, my. She and the chipmunks have a long-running battle. And so maybe they're just like, you know what? I'm awake, but I'm not going up until that dog gets a little slower.
Not until then.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is we get some nice days. Get outside. Look for those harriers.
Yep.
Out in the fields. Look for flickers. Boy, the next week, 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot.
All right. Thank you, Pam. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Always informative. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again in a month. And who knows what we'll be talking about then. It could be frogs.
April, there will be more.
And
go down to the river, look for ducks. And
yes, absolutely. Yeah. You mentioned golden eyes and hooded mergansers.
Hooded and common mergansers.
And those are going to be on the river for sure. So get
they
out
will
and
be.
Look
They're
for
They're the early ones. They'll be coming first. So
thanks
Good.
Again.
Talk with you next month.
All right. Bye-bye. Pam Perry, retired DNR wildlife biologist, joins us on Tuesday morning on the
second Tuesday.
Tuesday of the month. Yeah, it's already the second Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah. So, and she brings a wealth of information. She has a great deal of experience, and though she'd be she loves birds, but she is also an expert in amphibians, so she knows her frogs and salamanders very well.